Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
As promised, joining me on the line, Stefan Pieters, Chief People Officer at Pragma and founder of 4D4. A very good morning to you, Stefan. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Abs. I'm a bit under the weather, so a bit of a frog in my throat, but otherwise very good. Thank you.
Nonetheless, look, we do what we must. Soldier on. So I'm sitting and then I get this email about the 500. And I thought to myself, what? Yes. Are we going to war now? I was thinking about the movie 300. And I thought to myself, look, I'll be at the back of the line, but all I want is the cool shield and I want the spear. And of course, I want the abs. But I don't think it's happening. But talk to me about the 500. What is the 500?
You know, the 500 is probably one of the biggest challenges out there currently on the, let's call it, the cycling circuit. It is quite simply a 500 kilometer cycling challenge. People enter, and these people that's mad enough to enter must do 500 kilometers on their bikes in 24 hours. It's the third time that Distance for Difference is hosting this event. It's being hosted here at the Lord Charles Hotel in Somerset West. And at the same time that the guys are on the road, there's a 24-hour spinning marathon as well that's being presented by Virgin Active and their instructors. Now, there were also 10 people mad enough to enter for that to do, you know, 24 hours straight of spinning sessions. And we do all of this. There's lots of fun. There's activities. People just come for individual spinning sessions as well. But why are we doing this? It's to raise 1 million rand for children's charities. That's in a nutshell what it is about.
And can you just walk in on the day, or is there registration process that you have to be going through?
Well, there is a pre-event registration process on our website, but people are also free to come in on the day. And this year and there's still a spinning spot also open, so they can come and join us. There's a restaurant, there's food, there's activities for the kids. So, yeah, feel free to just come and enjoy an awesome event that's really making a big difference in our community and, you know, in wider South Africa as well.
And talking about Distance for Differences, though, you've told us about the race, but who is Distance for Differences?
It's a Distance for Difference. It was a initiative that started 12 years ago. It was just after the Asian tsunami, and that devastation really rocked me a bit. And basically asked myself, what can I do to make a difference? Long story short, I started running. I'm actually a runner, not much of a cyclist. And basically used the concept of doing a distance and getting sponsorship for that, and then raising funds. And from where we started with myself, it's now an organization that has many athletes joining us, using their sporting abilities to cover distance to raise funds. Because what I found is that, you know, there's so many organizations out there working with children. They are so good at working with children, but they don't necessarily have to know how to raise funds. And that's not their primary function. So that's where Distance for Difference come in. We are professional people, all with other jobs, that just use our sport to raise funds for these organizations. We're a board of 7 directors that, every quarter we come together and we then consider the applications for funding for these children organizations. And then on a very, responsible manner, allocate these funds to the children organizations. We've been going for 12 years now. We use the event like the 500, we've got the Gratitude Run, but then also other organized events like the Comrades Marathon, Cape Town Cycling Tour, etc., to mobilize athletes to use their sport to raise funds. And over the 12 years, we've now raised about 5 million rand and distributed to children's organizations.
And then with the wonderful work that you're doing, and it seems, you're making a difference in our communities, what are your future plans?
Future plans is quite simply to mobilize as many people as possible to join us and to use what they love to do, you know, being on their bikes and on their feet, to raise funds and to, you know, when we started Distance for Difference, there were so many stories of misappropriation of funds and misuse of funds that, you know, we always said, we want to be one organization where people can come to and donate their money and be sure that professional people will responsibly manage those funds. We don't just give funds away. We really go out to these foster homes and children's organizations and go and do investigations and really make sure that, you know, the money that we allocate is used wisely. So, yeah, my dream is just to get more and more donors also that just wants to join this organization and maybe want to channel their funds through us and be sure that it will be handled very responsibly.
And just one more time, talking about the 500 and to all the listeners, once again, the details.
The details is it starts at we're opening at 10:30 on Saturday morning at the Lord Charles NH, the Lord Charles Hotel in Somerset West. So just pop around, come in and enjoy the great vibe. We go right through the evening until Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. There are still a few individual spinning sessions of 45 minutes open that you can come and just register for. So please, If you want to see something awesome, come to Somerset West, 11 o'clock. The first lap start and the first session start on Saturday. So please come and join us and bring the family and come and have a bit of a eat maybe at our restaurant. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
You see, now you should have started with that for me, Stefan. You see, because I was thinking to myself, 20 cyclists, 500 kilometers. I don't think I can make that part. But now you said nothing about the restaurant. You should have said that.
We're very privileged. It's almost like a pop-up restaurant, and there's going to be great food. So if you just want something to eat, come along, man.
I think maybe I'll join then, now that you've mentioned the restaurant. Stefan, thank you so much.
I'll keep the table for you.
Thank you so much. A very good morning to you. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, man. Thank you. Cheers, man.
Thank you so much. Sure. Hey, listen, if you want a challenge, if you want to take on a challenge, by all means, you're more than welcome to do so. 20 cyclists required to complete 500 kilometers in 24 hours. Come on, do something for the community.